Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Indiana Hoosiers of Archie Miller open the regular season coming up Friday night as they take on the Sycamores of Indiana State. It's Archie's first official game in charge, and he's got a pair of senior guards leading his backcourt, and Robert Johnson is one of them. We noticed the turnovers have been down over the first two exhibition games. What's been the difference this season?
I mean, it's a daily emphasis for us every day in practice. The things that we run, we know all of the options, all of the different ways that the defense can play us. So I think it comes down to, you know, just making the right reads to executing every time.
Everything counts for real on Friday night. Is this team up and ready to go?
I mean, we have no choice, really. But I think it's a lot we definitely, you know, need to work on. And I think, you know, Coach Archie's going to do a great job of giving us a game plan of how to get better every day until we get to Friday. So I'm confident that we'll be ready.
As with any coaching staff change, the finished product probably isn't ready to go in game number one.
I think we're still a far way away from where we need to be. But I think for where we are right now, I think we definitely have a good base to start at, but we definitely need to improve moving forward.
The senior from Virginia had a cool shooting night against Marion, improved against Indianapolis to lead the team with 18 points. Is he concerned about his offense as the regular season starts?
I'm trying not, you know, to really be concerned with it. As long as I'm being aggressive, I'm making the right reads and taking good shots, that's what I, you know, really want to focus on from that standpoint. But I just know if I play hard and, you know, let the game come to me, it'll make it easier offensively.
We'll see if the offensive efficiency picks up against Indiana State, 7 o'clock, Simon Scott Assembly Hall, in the season opener Friday night. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Time to highlight the Conference Indiana and Western Indiana Conference first team athletes this fall. We'll start in Conference Indiana football. First team offense included Chris Bamba and Nate Taylor from Bloomington South and Kieran Kuntz from Bloomington North. The first team defense, South Panthers Sam Lewis and Quantrell Porter and North Cougar Norhedi Shirani. Cougar Ben Friel checked in as the punter. In volleyball, the Panthers of Bloomington South, sectional champions for the first time in some time, Lucy Anderson, Grace Bland, and Sydney Conger joined the first team, along with Lily Costello and McKendry Fisher of North. Plenty of spots on the Conference Indiana soccer team, Panthers, Alex Fox, Gabe Lika, Ben Yeagley, and Grant Yeagley, whereas the Cougars of North were represented by Austin Heimbaugh and Brandon Hunt. The South Panthers also put four on the girls' soccer team with Emily Bird, Emma Mullen, Claire Voskel, and Gail Wells. North had three additions to that team, Katie Carver, Grace Ciccone, and Alita Veldman. The North regional champions cleaned up in boys' tennis with singles players of Mac Rogers, Christian Gettelfinger, and Paul Zube went 1-2-3 throughout the year and 1-2-3 on the first team. Connor Shapiro represented Bloomington South. And holding these squads together, Coach of the Year honors went to Larry Williams in South Boys Cross Country, Justin Helmer from North Girls Cross Country, Kevin Sparks of South Boys Soccer, Ken Heidinger of North Tennis, and Eugene Kim of South Volleyball. Edgewood was represented in the Western Indiana Conference Awards. Tyler Calvin and Ryan Stuffel of Edgewood Football, Jenna LaRoche of Volleyball, Noah Brooks, Houston Holmes, and Tyler Lunn of Tennis, soccer players Austin Heckman, Grant Racky, Carly Bennett, and Ava Land were also recognized. Congratulations to all of the postseason award winners. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.